Blog Talk Radio.
Cross on the radio, tying the community together.
Coming through, so that'd be good.
Yeah, I should be excited. I should be excited. So what did you do all week, huh?
Well, I work, but, you know, I'm on my way to work now, actually, driving and going to work.
Yeah, gotta pay the bills, baby. Oh, so, all right, so let's get started then, man. You know, Freaky Friday is our Friday, and we like to turn up ASAP as we get started on this June 12th. Let's turn all the way up there. So let's talk about our guest tonight. Hello? All right. Ms. Devils, you're having some kind of technical difficulties. I can't hear anymore. So anyway, going forward, so what happened tonight? Tonight we're going to have Nene Capri as our guest tonight. She's going to come in and talk about some of the things she's done and help us out with a few of the topics. So for starters, tonight's topic is going to be: do you think parents of a child who are not together can stay in the same house without having sex? That's a crazy, crazy topic, and I hope we can get out there to jump in on that real close. And also, the second topic is going to be the gag reflex. Can a woman be taught how to relax it, or is there a medical procedure to remove it? And if it is, would you have it done? So we're going to jump right into the topic tonight, and let's start with the parents of the child living together. And in my opinion, I feel like parents who live together but not together, I don't know if they can live out without having sex or not, because it's really real tempting for people who've already been sexually active to, not engage all of a sudden. I don't know. I lived in a household with my kid's mother. I don't know, but we don't even get along, so I don't know if we're going to be able to have sex. We'll probably be fighting and everything. I don't know. Let's try to get Ms. Dimples back in here, though. Let's see. Ms. Devils, you back?
I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Sorry,
you okay?
Brother. Yeah.
Okay. So have you heard from our guest yet?
I don't know. I think she's here. I don't know.
Well, we can go right on. What do you want to just...
Hello. How y'all doing? Yes, I am on deck. This is the one and only Miss Nene Capri. Hey, BU and Miss Dimples.
Hi, Nene. How are you?
Oh, man, just trying to maintain. You know, they be running you around, sending you here, sending you there. I see you already on the move. You got the moving studio over there.
Yeah.
You stationary, and you mobile. You got crossover radio on mobile. That's what I'm talking about. We on wheels. We touching y'all all over the city. They don't know it. Yes, getting it done. Well, I'm here. I'm on deck. Definitely get it popping. And, I'm on deck. You know, whenever y'all ready, just go ahead and fire it off.
All right. Ms. Devlin, you want to take it over?
Yeah, today we are really lucky to be interviewing Nene Capri, author of Pussy Trap, Trust No Bitch, and Teenage Few. Thanks, Nene, for agreeing to this interview. Tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm the one and only Nene Capri, best-selling author. I have written the Pussy Trap series. I've also written Trust No Bitch, Dreamweaver, Love is Blind. That book right there, 100% of the proceeds goes to a domestic violence shelter in New Jersey to help women, as they are recovering in a domestic violence situation. Me and five other authors wrote that book, so definitely one-click that. That does help women and families getting back together after domestic violence. I'm currently penning Tainted Part 2, Love, Deception, and Murder. Always doing something. CEO of Boss Lady Publishing, also Nene Capri Diamond Bolt Collection, Real Raw Radio, Writing Royalty. I'm all over the place. I do a little bit of everything, just here, there, and a little bit of everywhere.
Well, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell me to do.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Capri. You mentioned... The 100% of your proceeds of one of your books is going to go to domestic violence. Is that a personal fight you're in, or is that something that you are you just passionate about just because you're a woman?
No, it's not just because I'm a woman, because there's a lot of men that are victims of domestic violence. However, a lot of them don't speak out about it. That was one of my studies when I was in college, in undergrad. I'm personal about it because it does touch me a little bit heavy. For one, I don't take nobody putting no hands on me. You can't even raise your voice at me. I do not play that. It is over, because I know what stuff lead to. But my great-grandmother, in the 20s, a man called her a bitch in the bar, and she slit his throat from ear to ear. She said, "You call me a bitch, you call my mother one, my grandmother one." She did a little bit of time for that murder. However, it's embedded in me that, you know, no man shouldn't be, you know, putting his hands on a woman. A woman shouldn't be putting their hands on no man. But it's a lot of victims, female victims and children, of that violence. And I'm very, very passionate about that. Very, very passionate about that.
Wow. That's
that was deep.
Yeah. You got to keep your hands to yourself, especially in this family, because my great-grandmother set the tone. You touch a woman in this family, it's going down. She has set the pace. So, yeah, keep your hands to yourself if you value them.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that men go through it as well, but I guess with society said, well, men don't supposed to cry or men not supposed to have feelings, so it makes it hard for a man to come out and say, they're being abused, whether it's physical or emotionally or whatever. It's just men just don't have the anything. They're afraid of other men, how other men are going to see them. So that's, that's, you know, a big issue.
And their families, other men and as well as their families. You can have women that'll teach a man their whole life, don't put your hands on another woman, you know, try to walk away. Those things get embedded in men, and they take it personal, you know. So you have a lot of women who have men who know good and well that he's raised right, that he's taught the right way, and they will push those buttons. You know, they will hit a man, get in his face, and act real ratchet because they know that he won't do it because that's the way he's been trained. He has mothers, he has sisters, but he's in love. You know what I'm saying? So he's always on that unbalanced scale. I love this woman, but I want to choke the living hell out of her. You know what I'm saying? But I can't put my hands on nobody. So you do get that inside turmoil with a lot of men, and a lot of women know it from, you know, when they meet a man, different things they can do, and they do it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? And that's not right either. I don't agree with that at all.
Exactly. I agree with that. Well, let's switch the topic and get back to the series. You said it's called The Pussy Trap. How many
in
that series?
I have 4 books to that series. I started writing that in 2011. Well, it came out 2011. I started writing it in undergrad, just trying to take my finals. That's where I met Keith Styles. We're trying to, you know, go back to school and, you know, get another education and do more things for our children. As I'm going to school, I'm like, okay, I got to find another way to eat, you know, outside of, you know, my little different things that I was doing to hustle. And writing was one of them. I've always written. It's therapeutic for me. And I wanted to pay homage to my cats from the streets, different people I saw fall. I had a real, you know, rough past before I was snatched up by a mentor and somebody was able to talk to me and help me out. So through my books, I tell the different stories of stuff went on with us in the streets of North New Jersey, Orange, East Orange, and so forth, and I give the names of people who have fallen. To me, it helps them stay alive. And in between that, I tell a hell of a story. It's full of sex, murder. A man, he uses a woman to trap his enemy. The guy had did something to him, and he wanted to make sure that he used the woman to bring him down. But while he's using her, she finds an enemy of her own, and the pussy trap that he set could actually end up backfiring on him. So it gets real crazy throughout the series.
Oh, that's cool. So I guess this question would obviously be, is there a message in the book? Because, you know, the pussy trap is I know personally guys who've been murdered and went to jail behind pussy and the trap that's set. Is there a message in the stories?
Definitely. Throughout the story, it weaves a web of secret lies and deception, you know, things that families hold, things that spouses hold from each other. And, you know, one thing about sex is I always tell people about my books, pussy is the only thing that can give life and take it. So it's definitely a message, you know, behind the story. You know, don't have them secrets. You know, you never know when something is going to come out, and you can't use pussy as a weapon. You know, you could try in a whole lot of ways, but, you know, it can end up, you know, backfiring on you. But definitely everybody knows it gives life and it takes it every day.
So I think we have a call. Let's have a question for you real quick. 732-221, what's your name, where you calling from?
It's Omar from North.
Omar.
I had a question,
Omar,
about the whole, like, male abuse, I guess, mentally, physical, right? My question is, you have a lot of women who, they're turned on, it's like, a man being more aggressive. They meet a man, they feel it, they like him, you know what I'm saying? But he's not as aggressive as they want him to be. So they try to pull that out of him. Like what is your idea or your opinion on the balance of, you know, it just being a woman trying to pull the aggression out of a guy when she's being, I guess you could say, abusive mentally? Mm-hmm. Like just trying to, you know, because a lot of times that be a turn on to a woman. Like,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? What is your idea or your opinions or, you know, what you have studied, what you find out, what is the balance on, you know, like a woman being verbally abusive towards a guy just to get him to get that edge so that she could be turned on?
That's a heavy question. It's very loaded. I'm going to try to attack it the best way I can. On the front end, you look at the situation that usually people who are abused or are abused or abusers have gone through that same type of abuse. A lot of times a man that will take that type of talk off of a woman has took that type of talk off of his mother, his grandmother, his sister. Sometimes he's immune to it, and it won't bother him. And then you have the other times when a woman is asking for something and sometimes the communication falls down. So neither person is communicating back and forth what it is that I need from you. So instead of me being able to verbalize what I need from you, it comes across in attitude. It comes across in violence. It comes across sometimes in acts of hurt, maybe cheating or different things of that nature. Because sometimes domestic violence is not all hitting. You know, sometimes it is cheating repeatedly. Men take women back all the time knowing that she laid with another man. I think that the main thing is communication, you know, speaking to your partner, not at them, you know, and not when you're angry. You know what I'm saying? Most of the times we try to get things when we mad. We don't wait when it's all, yay, ho, we sit down holding hands. Let me ask him for this. Let me ask her for this. We wait until I'm pissed. Okay, nigga, this is what I want. You know, you ain't sexing me right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't eating me right. You ain't doing such and such right. We wait till we get mad. But I think if people spent more time having real conversations and communicating what's hurting them or what's pleasing them back and forth, I think it would be more of a balance,
okay.
If that answers the question.
Like, my thing is, like, you know what I'm saying? I noticed that a lot of women, they want that not aggressive, abusive guy, but they want to see that edge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Thug love. That's how it is, thug love. They want that.
Maybe,
but dudes want
maybe.
It too. Dudes be wanting it too. They want the woman to say daddy. You know what I'm saying? You want to put yourself in a position where you her daddy. You know what I'm saying? She calling you daddy. Now she expects some daddy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So now you ain't even her man. Like, you in a position where you got to what? You got to discipline her? You got to reward her? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even the regular, you know, relationship now. It people give out power too quickly. Go ahead, BU. What you was getting ready to say, baby?
I was going to ask your brother, in his case, if he found out one of his male friends was being abused emotionally or physically, would you look at him as being a softie if he's singing, or would you give him a platform to deal with?
I mean, when you use the word abuse, and if that's what it's hitting on, abuse, to me, like, abuse from a male or a female, it's like, yo, it's time to walk away. You know, you could try to offer him advice as to, well, yeah, maybe she just wants you to be a little bit more aggressive towards her, so she's being more aggressive towards you, or something like that. But if it's not in a guy's nature, then guess what? It's abuse. Because, let's be real, like, you know, like you got some men who have been raped as grown men by females. Simply, you know what I'm saying, through the process of they might not be as sexually active, but if the same women take the same aggression out on a different male who look for that, you know what I'm saying, that situation, then it's probably no longer rape. It's just, you know, she being aggressive. So, to me personally, I think it comes down to the individual as to what you see and what you feel. Now, the law, I know a lot of times have different statements and stuff where you report rape and they go investigate. But as far as the individual, it's like, yo, I'm not about to report this. I just got these three women jumping on top of me. I love that. I hope they do it again. You know, but then you got some guys like, I feel violated.
Hey, Omar.
Huh?
Hey, man. Thank you for your call. You know, Nene Capri is going to be here for a whole hour with us. But thank you for your call, man. Crossover Radio. We're going to tap this a little more. And keep listening for me, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Nah, I'm definitely listening.
Thank you, beloved. Have a good one. Drive safe.
So, back to you, Nene. So, what else has, I mean, you had the pussy trap. You talked about domestic violence. Right? Mm-hmm. So, what else you got going on?
I got the Trust No Bitch series, you know, and it's not all directed towards women because sometimes the bitch you can't trust is a man. So it just goes all through, you know, the dynamic of female and male disloyalty.
Yeah, I could dig that.
Yep.
I mean, personally, you know, it's funny because Keith and I was talking about you, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, doing an interview and the things that you've done. So I kind of just bust out, I want to write a book. I really don't know how to title begin. So for people that's like me that's listening and who want to get into writing books, what kind of advice would you give to start?
The first thing you have to do is get the story out of your head. If you have a story, definitely, you know, start writing it down. You know, get on your keyboard, your typewriter, whatever's comfortable for you, and start banging it out. You might not understand, you know, structure and how everything should go right up front, but get the story, you know, out of your head. If you have to talk into your tape recorder, however you have to do, you know, while you're driving or what have you, get that story out, because it's not good to anybody if it's just rotting up in your head. Everybody has at least one good book in them. One good book in them. So if you are thinking about it, go for it.
I feel like I got one good one in me, because I don't got a bunch of stories, but I got one good one that's going to be somewhere. And I feel it because when I'm talking to people, I get the random sometimes, or if I get a certain topic, I can go on and on about it. I know I got one in me somewhere. I just got to pull it from somewhere.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. All you got to do is start jotting it down, start getting it down. You know I'm here for you. You know I'm a part of that crossover family. So if you need, you know, consultation or anything, you can always feel free to hit Key Styles up and shit. Let me know so we can get together and I can sit down and give you a proper conversation about it.
No doubt. Appreciate that. So we got another call. Let's see what we're talking about. So you can
all right.
Freaky, Freaky Friday with your host, Mr. BU, Ms. Dimples, and my girl, Nene Capri, is in the building tonight. So... caller 973-280. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's your boy Freak Malik calling from Houston.
There he is, my nigga.
Dun,
what's
dun, dun.
Yeah. Nah.
I was trying to tell Keith Styles to block your number out. I said, Lord, if he come over here, it might be some problems.
Nah, I'm in my zone right now. But what's good though? What's the topic, man? What's up?
They talking about that gag reflex. They was talking about everything over here.
Well, now's a great time to go into the topic tonight, right now. Let's start.
Hey, yo, before we get to that, hey, yo, be you, my nigga. I just want to say happy birthday, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go give you a shout-out tonight in the club, though. You feel me? Look out for the video, bro. Look out for the video.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So what's going on? Hey, Malik, I want to get into this one too, because I want that other shit or something else. I want to go to this one with you. Now, the girls always talking about, you know, they could deep throat, they don't got no gag reflex and shit. So I don't even know, and I don't know if you can answer this, because, you know, obviously you can't, because you're my nigga and you don't play them again, I'm pretty sure. But do you think all girls can learn to, to remove the gag reflex? Because someone's like, oh, I can't do it. I keep choking, but if Lisa can do it, I'm pretty sure if Lisa can do it, right?
Yo, it's all about putting your mind to it. Like, you feel me? Like those females can do anything. All they gotta do is put their mind to it, though. You feel me? Like, hey, but I want to give a shout out to LaShawn Green, though. Like, y'all catch y'all on Avon and Farley. Like, yo, she's a deep throat king. Like, I've been fucking with her for over 10 years now. You know what I'm saying? Like, her shit, the truth, though. Hey, no,
but she just give a personal shout out Did he call her the D-Short Queen? She could teach
anybody that want to know, though. Like real talk.
Is she doing classes? How's this go?
She blowing bubbles and everything. Like you feel me? Like.
Wait, where the bubbles coming from? Wait, hold on. I need a full, excuse me, BU, I'm sorry. I never heard this kind of shenanigans. Okay, go ahead. She's blowing bubbles. What is she blowing bubbles in?
You know, when I bust in her mouth, she blowing bubbles with the nut.
Her name is Dr. Head.
I call her Dr. Head. You know what I mean? I have seen
one of your posts in Freaky Friday.
Shout out to Dr. Head. I fuck with her every time I come home.
Every time you come home from where? Where are you? Coming home from?
I'm in Houston. Like, I fuck with her every time I come home. Like she the truth. Like, I fucks with her. Like, ain't nobody fucking with her.
Is that all you do? You just drop by and just get brained off and go on about your business? How's that work?
Yeah. That's everywhere. I don't care where I'm at, yo. She already know. Overturn the hallway. You know what I'm saying? She gets it in anywhere. Brantford Park. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Walmart parking lot. You feel me?
Are you paying her for this head?
No, I'm the best that ever gave it to her. Like, I'm gonna bring out her shell. You feel me? I don't know, maybe another nigga might have did it though. Like, you know, they be lying though. You feel me? Like, I'll be,
so
they be lying though. Like,
is she sucking you with a condom or without?
Oh no, I'm saying, come on, man. Keep going. I mean, that's 10 years.
I know Keith
Styles
like to promote safe sex,
man,
over here.
That's 10 years, bro.
On Crossover Radio. Okay,
like,
go ahead. I had to make sure.
That's 10 years, man. She ain't licking this.
Because if she's doing you, I'm quite sure she's practicing on somebody when you ain't around. So I just wanted to make sure
that you wasn't
getting no gingivitis, hepatitis.
She got three baby daddies. Like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? She
y'all just
like,
sharing
well,
love. She bubbles
I'm
up
saying,
all
I'm,
over
I'm
North.
Good though.
All
like,
right.
Like,
well, God
you
bless
know
you.
What I mean?
Bingo, it's your turn. Bingo, it's your turn. He's sitting over there,
but,
watching his pearls. You know what to say? He's like, what the, this shit just ass? Okay, go ahead, Bingo, it's your turn.
Wait, he said blowing bubbles. I'm thinking the bubbles come out of nowhere or something.
I thought it was like, where the bubbles coming from?
If it wasn't too strict in the group, I'd post a video. You feel me? August.
Oh my God. You might need a real private page for the real grown and sexy so that they could get the videos, T Styles. We're gonna talk on the side. Thank you, mister.
Like,
we so happy that you called. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I fucks with y'all. Y'all already know what time it is.
Tell everybody at the club to make sure that they go cop that pussy trap and that Trust No Bitch so they can find out what it is by Nene Capri. Make sure you tell them that too. Say happy birthday, BU, and when they finish celebrating BU, pop a bottle, say, and shout out to Nene Capri.
I need to check that shit out myself, though, but I'm saying you're going to be at the pool party.
I'm in Atlanta.
That don't mean nothing. I'm in Atlanta on the reg. Where you at in Atlanta? We had to talk about
that on the side. I can't just pass out my whole government address.
When you coming down here? I'm saying a few of my niggas down here right now. We going to the Onyx tonight. You need to come down here to the Onyx or the Dream. That's where you need to be.
I'm gonna have to look into it. I don't get out much. You said that last time though.
We take care of flight tickets too.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay. I'm gonna have my people speak to your people.
Hey, no, man. I'm at work waiting to clock out so I go fuck with these niggas in the club, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll call and holler at y'all right quick, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You ain't even say nothing. You all quiet and shit.
All right, bro. We gotta move on. I'll talk to you later.
All right, what?
No doubt. Yo, he always turns the spot up every time, man. Nene, what's up? You still here with me? All right, let's try to keep it moving a little bit. I don't know what Nene had with Nene. Miss Dibble, you here? Oh, looks like your boy is all by itself again. All right, let's talk to this caller real quick. 623-692. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, B? You is Tony Cartel. How are you, baby?
Oh, what up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just relaxing, trying to enjoy this heat. Where everybody go? Ladies.
Oh, yo, this fucking heat is ridiculous, man.
Well, y'all got that humidity, so I'm out here in Arizona, so I don't have to deal with that.
Yo, you know, I heard Arizona is hot, but it's bearable.
I wouldn't say that. Some days it's unbearable. I would advise to stay inside. But, I mean, it's dry heat, so it don't really feel like it's stuffy and you muffled and you about to die. So I'm good right now.
Oh, okay then. Well, I don't know what happened.
What y'all got going on? I'm in here. Y'all can hear me?
Oh, now we can.
We hear you now.
Off on us.
Okay. I was here. I was talking my little life away. I don't know what happened. I'm going to speak to him about these mics. Tony, when you get a private meeting with Keith South, tell her to get some mics in down here because my mic cut off. I appreciate that. Yes, I know that. Yeah, do something about
it. What y'all got going on tonight? What are we talking about?
They were talking about the gag reflex. That's where we were just at. Freak Malik was on here. Shout out to Freak Malik. Great supporter of Crossover Radio, Freaky Friday. Shout out to him.
Yeah, he's like the faithful turn up. He's the faithful turn up.
We're trying to figure out is the gag reflex something that all women can do? And if not, can it be taught?
I wouldn't, if it's taught, it has to be taught by, it all depends on the person. It has to be taught by themselves. They can't be scared of it. When you go on into it, you can't be scared of it. I mean, I didn't do it before, but with this particular person, then it was like a, oh, you can't do it type situation, so I had to prove them wrong. But,
oh,
yeah, because, like, you're not going to tell me I can't do nothing. I'm going to have to show you what it's really here for. But, it was my husband, and this nigga, he real long and real strong. So I'm sitting there looking at it. It's looking at me, and I'm like, okay, nigga, like, who's going to go down first? You know? So I had to talk to myself. I'm like, bitch, like this nigga's really trying to play you. Okay,
that
let me show him a little
something.
That
was some work. Yeah, that's some disrespectful work right here.
So,
that's some disrespectful work. That ain't
there,
a regular work.
Right. I'm sitting here looking at the one-eyed dragon, and I'm looking at this nigga, and he got the look of, like, nigga, bitch, I know you can't do it. Okay, I got to show you something. So I went in, and the more that I got stuck, I just backed up, breathed, went back at it. It was like a fight, you know what I'm saying? You stick and move until I got down.
He rounds the box, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a stick and move type deal. So you, I went in, came back, okay, had to catch myself. But it wasn't no gagging type thing. It was like it was pressure. So you catch your breath and go back in it, and it just keep going. And now, you know, through time and time and time again, it was like, maybe I ain't do it right the last time. And each time I did a little something different and got a different reaction, I started playing a nigga. And I'm the king snake. King snake is the only snake that eats other snakes. I'm that bitch.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
So Tony. So from a male point of view, I guess where I feel about it like this, because I've had women who could do it. It was like, damn, where would my shit go? Disappeared. And then I got others who act like, you know, it's like they just about to die, gagging and choking. So basically, you tell me that if they put their mind to it, they can do it. Everybody can do it.
If you put your mind to it and it's something that you really want to do, you'll do it. But there are some people that's like have real weak stomach, and it's like a little tickle in it. Even with your toothbrush, get into it. Even with your toothbrush,
yeah.
If you brush the back of your tongue and you hit a certain spot, then you start to gag. But if you force that big motherfucker in there real tough, like, you never even feel that damn tickle. You never
did you say real tough light? Did you say real tough light?
Real tough light. Real tough. I told you it's like a fight. It's like a fight.
It's a fight.
It's like a fight.
It's a
yeah.
Fight.
You gotta,
but do you really have to put the whole thing in your mouth? Like, dudes, is that a requirement for you? Is that a requirement for men? Like, do you have to? I mean, is that more exciting for y'all to just have it all the way to the back of her throat? Is it just knowing it's back there, or is it a whole different feeling?
No, I think the fact that just knowing it, because when you're getting a proper blowjob, it's all good. But it's like when they put it back there, it's like, well, damn, motherfucker. But then they come back out and
right.
they start rocking it. So it's just like, it's like a bonus, I guess you could say. Because it don't got nothing to do with the actual blowjob. Because when she put it back there, she can't even suck it right. She's just putting it back there. So it's not even
going to No. I'm going to beg to differ. I'm going to beg to differ because Roxy Reynolds, you know, that's my client, super porn star Roxy Reynolds. She be given the blowjob instructions. And they be talking about that second suck that you could do with just the throat muscles that ain't got nothing to do with your jaws and your mouth. Once you get it back
here, it's like a swallow.
It's like a
swallow.
Yes, it's like a swallow.
It's like a swallow.
Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
See. Now,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to choke.
Don't get it fucked up. That's true. But when it comes to actual sucking the dick, the pleasure comes from the sucking of the head and the jerking of the shaft. So you need the hand and the mouth. So once you put it all the way back, you can get that little second thing going on back there because you're pulling on the top of the head when it's all the way back there. But the actual
what you do is you take it all in. You take it all in. You swallow, and at the same time you grip your lips around it and you just pull back real slow and you go at it again. That's how it is.
That's a lot of work.
Shit.
It's not when it's something that you enjoy. It's not when it's something
true.
That you enjoy.
That's true. Because you're trying to hook him up. So you concentrate, you paying attention
right.
to all his sounds, his movements, because you making love
right.
to him with your mouth. When you really serious, it ain't, oh, I'm going in here to suck him down. It's like, I'm about to make love to this nigga with my mouth, straight up.
Exactly. So that's
got
how
you.
It is.
Got
that's
you.
Just how
mm-hmm.
it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got me.
Tony, we thank you for your comments and your commentary on the deep throat. We really appreciate it, man.
No problem. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I got to transform out of freak mode, go back to mommy mode. I'll holler at y'all later.
All right. Thank you, Princess. Have a good one. Make sure y'all tune in on Tuesday night to talk to Miss Tony Cartel on that Tasty Tuesday. Don't forget about that Tasty Tuesday. She'll be live in the building. Crossover Radio. We live tonight, Freaky Friday. Go ahead, Mr. BU. I'm here helping you because I see Dimples is down at the green room and tell her I got her back. I got you. Go ahead. I can be the guest to help you host. We good. Go ahead. Where we going next?
And I appreciate you being here. I'm having a great time tonight. Thank you both so much.
Thank
this is so
you.
Tony was pretty matter of fact with hers, huh? She knew what you're talking about.
Yeah, she did. I had to write some stuff down. I had to write some things down. She was saying, did you write some stuff down so you could give your girlfriend an instructional tutorial after this conversation? That was a tutorial. And you was giving out a tutorial, too. I appreciate that. I'm going to write that down. Yeah. And the boss be like, and where you get that from? I'm going to say BU. Then he's going to be looking for you. What? Oh. No. It's crossover radio. Go ahead. Continue.
Did Ms. Dimples ever come back?
I think she probably laid down. You know, you get down to the green room. It's so comfortable down there. You know, Kiki Styles got them nice couches and stuff laid out. She probably done laid down.
Don't worry about it. It's still here. 574-218. You on Crossover Radio, Freaky Friday. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
574-218.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Welcome.
How are you?
This is Miss Radiance. I don't usually listen to your show, but I heard that my mentor was going to be up there, so I had to tune in.
Thank you. Make sure you keep tuning in, because it'd be live over here on Friday night and Monday night and Tuesday night. Definitely tune in, Miss Radiance.
How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Tired, getting ready for bed after I finish doing my schoolwork and stuff.
Let me ask you a question then. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Do you think that parents of a child who are not together can stay in the same house without having sex?
No.
Why?
I say no because me and my child probably won't be able to.
Y'all be getting it in?
He's supposed to be over there babysitting, and y'all in there getting it in. See?
I see you now.
He said, no, I'm not going to be able to make it. Miss Radiance is shy. She writes books as well. She writes Gangsta Lovin'. Her books is loud as hell, but her voice is really tiny. So.
So what have you written?
Say that again.
What have you written?
What have I read?
What books have you read?
It's called Gangsta Lovin', Part 1, 2, and 3.
Gangsta Lovin', okay. See why I can't get that.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss
Radiance,
for calling in. We appreciate you, Princess. Continue to listen in on the line.
Okay.
All
thank
right. Have a good one.
She's just
really, really, really shy. She probably was about to pass out when you asked her a question. She was probably hoping she'd just get on and leave.
You asked her a question. Oh, Lord, that was not how I planned how this would go. Go ahead.
So what do you do in Atlanta on Friday night? I've been down there a couple of times. What are you doing Friday nights?
Oh man, it depends. If it's different parties or events, I usually try to see what's going on around the city. When I'm out, I go out for networking. I don't drink and I don't smoke. I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for 22 years. Yeah. So when I'm out, I'm just having a good time trying to network, trying to, see who I'm going to be able to pull into this circle that me and Keith Styles got going. You know, we got the Purple Diamond Sisterhood, so we're going to be having an event in Atlanta September 18th through the 21st, a mansion party, all ladies, Freaky Friday night, pool party on Saturday, free hookah, drinks, it's going to be crazy. Sunday night, we having a brunch. So definitely, definitely email us at thepurplediamondsisters@gmail.com. thepurplediamondsisters@gmail.com for them tickets. It's limited spaces. We having a mansion party. It's going to be crazy. We also have the Purple Knights, which is our male portion. They are the protectors of the diamonds. They will be upholding, the women and making sure that we're getting that respect and upliftment. And they'll be mentoring our young boys. So we're definitely looking forward to it. Keith Styles and I, our sisterhood and our love for each other that we formed over 10 years ago has sprouted us to where we are today. And I'm very, very proud of her. See her sitting there, three kids, went back for her education and now CEO. So we definitely doing some big, big things. So I'm excited.
That's quite all right, too. All right, that's what's up. I had a guy tell me one time that I had a voice for radio. I didn't know what he meant by that. But, when Keith Styles and Quilla asked me to do this, I got really excited. Mm-hmm. Some of it. Like, I like to have my voice heard, and not because I got all the answers, but because sometimes people need a platform or they need an opportunity just to for somebody to bring up something so they can have a chance to say, well, this is my opinion, this is my two cents. And cause sometimes we need to get it out, and that's what we want to read books and hear and do radio shows and do news anchoring. Because sometimes I just want to hear some stuff. People need to hear it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. They need to hear our story. All the time we get things shoved down our face from people who don't look like us, don't sound like us, don't know our condition, don't know what we're going through. When we're on this radio, when we're writing these urban novels, it is our narrative. It is our story. We own it. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody have it. Can't nobody imitate our story. You know what I'm saying? They could try to come in and throw up little movies and do different things, but it's not the real narrative of the hood. You know what I'm saying? We from the streets of North New Jersey. It don't get no realer than that. I don't care who else got a hood, and I don't disrespect nobody's hood, but I love my streets, and I know that my people are suffering. You know what I'm saying? They bleeding, they crying, and they dying in the streets of North. You know what I'm saying? And this is our time so that we can speak about issues that's important to us, that matter to us, and then make sure that people hear our voice. I'm glad that you answered the call, BU. We're happy that you're out here giving your voice. I mean, you're going to be a knight, so just get ready for it. You know what I'm saying? Keith Styles said so, and I'm over here pushing you around, getting that little commitment. you know what I'm saying, from you, because, you know, we're going to need you, brother. You know what I'm saying? We're going to need you. We on here, we talking sex, it's Freaky Friday. You know, we talking grown, we talking sexy, but we on a mission. You know what I'm saying? This crossover thing ain't just about radio. It's going to be a nationwide movement. They better just watch and see. And we got you at the head, I see. We got you as one of the heads.
Absolutely. I ain't never been afraid to throw my hat in the ring. I'm always down for whatever.
All so right, I got your hat.
Listen, you got the radio, you got the lines popping tonight. This is where we go to this next caller. I want to tell you that I really, really, really enjoyed you tonight, and I really appreciate you coming on and hanging in there with me and holding me down.
Thank you.
You've been a great guest.
Thank you. I'm happy to do it. Happy to be here.
Let's get this next call on 516-318. You're on Crossover Radio's Freaky Freaky Friday. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, BU. My name is Tony, and I'm actually calling from the ATL this evening. Hey, boss lady.
Hey, beloved. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Sitting here enjoying the show with you. And is it BU? I don't want to get the name wrong. You know me a name.
You got
yes,
it right.
That's you. Well, this is Miss Tony, and Miss Tony, you done called in. She's one of my hosts on Real Raw Radio, and she's been married for 22 years. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman in person. She's down here in the A. We got a big event this weekend, red carpet event, book awards. They do give out book awards, so we have that this weekend. But Miss Tony, they talking about the gag reflex, and you know that whole 22 years. I know you got at least one good piece of advice for the ladies. We need it. You can't just call in here and hang up. You always bragging. I've been married 22 years. I wish a mother effer would. So since you wish he would, you on Freaky Friday. You got to give T-Style her proper. Give the girls a little bit of advice about that gag reflex. It's a tag, Miss Tony. Don't make the pearls fall off, but give us a little bit.
Okay, Nina, you're going to have me step out of my good girl shoes and into my naughty
please
girl hat. This is just for Miss Key Styles. Now, I have to agree with all the callers that have called in. I have to agree with BU on his input and also the caller. Mm-hmm. And when you wrap that all together, you stay married for 22 years. You got the head going, you got the shaft going, you got the in and out going. So I'm just going to leave that on the table. You asked for it, Nene.
Oh, my God. I did. I'm turning red here. You hear that, ladies? You got to work all parts. You can't leave nobody out. If you leave somebody out, you're doing it wrong. You got to have all parts.
Because if you're doing it wrong, there's somebody out there that will do it right. So you got to do your homework and come straight.
Ooh.
What? Literally straight.
Ooh. All right. That's 22 years right there. And counting. Thanks, Miss Tony.
You feel like I
have a good night.
Thank
guys.
You, Miss Tony. Yes, I'll be calling
you're
you
welcome
when I come off the radio. I'll be meeting you in the morning. I'll call you. Sorry, I had to plug that part of me on the radio. Okay, have a good one, Miss Tony.
Good night.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay, ladies, y'all better make sure y'all handling the whole thing, man. Somebody will be on the top. If you ain't handling the top right, you be working the bottom too much. You gotta do it in unison. Is it unison? By you, gotta be all in unison.
I think
head,
so.
Top, listen, bottom.
Let me tell you, it seems that the married women have the best advice. I tell you, Tony, it's 90 degrees in Nook, but she made me feel like it's 130 up here right now.
Yeah, she did. I was like, oh, it's a lot going on. You had two Tonys. You had Tony Cartel on here. She gave it the real raw. And then right behind her, you had Tony Doe. She came on here and let you know, lady, you better be handling the whole business or somebody else will be jumping right on top of it. And there you go, another side chick. Side chick all over again.
If I get one more Tony, I'm going to think it's raining in Southern California.
I know, right? I know. Tony, we need one more. Is there any male Tonys on the line? We need one more.
I got a number 570-903. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, hey, this is Tony. Tony, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
What's your name?
Okay.
Tony.
you Tony, too?
Don't play.
Say it again.
He said he's Tony also. Okay.
No, this Tony. No, this Tony. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How's everybody doing?
We're good, and you?
All right, I'm good. Hey, ain't you the one that wrote the book, Pussy Trap?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. I like that book, man.
I appreciate you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Did you read
Nina Capri,
the
right?
Part? Yes, Nene Capri. Yes, that's me.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. But a lot of people in Pennsylvania were saying some messed up stuff about you, man.
What they
especially
say?
Especially the one guy.
Oh, I'm not even falling for that. I can't fall for these nuts. I shall not fall for these nuts. I'm not doing it. I'm
no,
sorry.
No. I don't play that. No, I don't play like I don't do the nut stuff. I'm too old for that.
Okay. All right. It sounded like it was going over there. They the people
No.
The other day, so now I'm leery about Pennsylvania. I'm leery about Pennsylvania.
I'm not a kid. You know, I don't do stuff like that.
Okay, well, BU will take care because they got secure. BU, go ahead and handle that question for me, BU. Find out who was looking for me.
I don't give a damn. They can keep on talking. We'll get stopped talking. That's what I care.
No. I'm going to tell you who it was, though, because I'm pretty sure you know exactly who it is.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, please disclose. Go ahead. We waiting.
Hello?
Hey, Tony,
yeah,
did you read
Oh, okay.
Read the
I couldn't. Could. Say it again, bro.
Did you read the whole thing?
He's having technical difficulties.
I hear y'all now.
I believe he's being coached. That's usually what happens when you're being coached. Continue.
Tony?
No, they were saying some ill things about you, man, about the book and all of that. I kind of defended you because I really like the book.
Did you read the
whole thing? Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
Tony.
What'd you say to you?
Tony, did you read the whole series?
Are you from Jersey, right?
Yeah, so that's
I could be. I could be from Jersey. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of Jersey.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm from Jersey too. I live out in PA. That's what made me. He was saying, talking like he knew you and all of that. So
he probably
you know
did.
I mean?
A lot of people know me. I'm known. I'm Nene Capri.
Yeah, I know.
A lot
that's
of
why
people
the boss,
know me.
That's why he said this way is for the Ripper time.
That's what happens. But go ahead, BU. What else you got?
I'm trying
to ask you.
Who's his name? BU.
Yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You did that thing for the other one, BU?
That did what?
Dick.
Medication. We're not here for him. We're not here for him tonight. BU is like, what? That's okay. We're gonna get security. Security. Where's Minnie Murdoch when you need him? Minnie Murdoch when you need him? He's not in the car. Minnie's not here.
I'm gonna have to make sure. Go ahead. By his security stuff. Hey, working.
Yeah. You're going to need that. Thank you, caller. We appreciate you, Tony. Please continue to listen to the last few minutes of this show. Enjoy.
What kind of grown men?
Go ahead, BU.
Listen, Lily, I don't know what we're going to do. We can't control these grown men that do dumb shit like that. I don't know what to tell him.
I don't either. It'd be like that sometimes. We gonna keep on rolling. Keep it rolling.
What do you have coming up next? Are you writing anything new right now?
Yes, I'm writing. I'm finishing up the edits on Tainted Part 2, Love, Deception, and Murder. And then I am writing Diamonds, Pumps, and Glocks. I'm collaborating with another author on my publishing house. Her name is Black. And we're putting that together, and it's sick.
Nice. So, you got my wheels turning, man. I'm going to get me like a little tape recorder or something to start just talking about some of the things I want to talk about in my book. I got to come with a name, some characters. I'm soup right now. I got to do something, though.
Yeah, you could do it. First, just breathe life. You know what I'm saying? Just breathe life into them. You know, sit down and figure out who the people going to be.
you know, give them face, give them character, you know what I'm saying, what kind of jobs they're going to have. If they're going to have jobs, you know, you got to give each person their character. So you can sit down first and start off with a character chart where you write down each person, if it's going to be three dudes, is they going to have women, is one going to be a hoe, is one going to be ratchet. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out how your character is going to come together. You get your core base of characters, the way they look, the way they smell, the way they dress, the way they live, what they drive, and you do a nice little character chart, and then you start fantasizing about your story and where you're trying to go with it. And then they just start breathing. Like, your characters will just start breathing. Next thing you know, you won't be able to shut them up. Like, they'll be talking to you in the shower and in your sleep, waking you up, making you write stuff down. So they get crazy.
You never fashion any of your characters off people you actually know?
Yes, a lot of people I know. The man in my bookcase sign, his dick game is crazy. And he is patterned after a man who I fell in love with when I was 14. He was a lot older than me. And he turned me out all the way from here to there. I was just discombobulated. So, you know, those things are in the book, you know, positions. Like I said, a lot of guys who got killed along the way, I put them, I use their names or their characters, things that I loved about them. And I get a lot of people that hit me up and be like, damn, I thank you. Wow, you put my baby daddy in there. You know, he got killed when we was little. And they just thank me, like, wow, just seeing his name or her name, you know, in print, it really brings life back to our community because they feel like they are part of me even when they're not around me. I've moved out because I want my children to have better, but I don't forget where I came from. You know what I'm saying? And I always incorporate everybody that I love.
Wow. That's exciting, man.
Yep.
It's really exciting. So look out for your boy, Mr. Biju / author. I'm going to add that to my repertoire. I'm going to be an author now.
That's right. You're going to be an author. That's right. You already did. This don't take 500 years like Keith Styles. Like, she won't even let me read anything. I can't even read anything. She, no, my God, I'm over here writing. And I'll be like, where's the book? And she's like, well, I let Jesus read it and the 12 disciples and Moses and all of them read it. And I'm like, what about me? I think she sometimes, I don't know. She might say, well, since I write, maybe I might have a different critical eye. But I can't wait till her masterpiece comes together and it gets through them streets because she's about to breathe some life into something. So I'm excited. And then you're going to be right there on the shelves next to us.
And, you know, I gotta, while we're on the topic, I got to say about Keith Styles, man, she is 100% adorable. I mean, any ideas I have, she's always right there. She's like, yeah, let's do it. Or if I'm stuck on something, she'll help me out with it. This woman has got to be one of the sweetest people I've known. And she holds me down. And anytime she asks me for any kind of help or ideas, I make sure I jump to the table because she has never, ever once said no to any idea that I might have had. She's expounded on it, and I really want to thank her for that.
Love her to death. Keith Styles is a nurturer, and I'm blessed as well to have her as a best friend. You know, I always tell people that I heard Oprah say about Gail. They was like, why are y'all best friends? And she said, because she's more excited about my accomplishments than I am. And I feel the same way about Keith Styles. You know, I could call her, I'd be driving to school, and she'd be like, what you doing? I got a text, oh, my God. She'd be like, what is it about? And I'd be like, it's about such and such. What does that mean? She asked me about 25 questions, and then she said, shut up, you're going to pass. Go in there, pass the test, and come back with an A. You know what I'm saying? She got that type of love and personality always given, and I can't wait to see all of her dreams coming to fruition because she helps everybody that she comes across, and I love her to death. I'm happy to, you know, be here tonight. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I had a wonderful time, and I will come back if you have me again. I will come back anytime, and I got to start getting some of you guys on my show so that y'all can talk raw and real in the moment.
Well, don't be trying to go now. Hold on, I got one last caller. We're going to sit here talking about it. Might be something to you, and so we're going to hang on in the future. Okay, 973-704, you are our last caller of the night.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, but I just checked in. I was just I'm sorry. I went the last minute. I had a family night tonight, and we was on sleep. Really don't know what the topic is about, but what's going on tonight?
Okay, well, they were talking about the gag reflex, right? What's they talking about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got kids in here. I can't talk about that tonight, but I just wanted to check in. I'm here. I'm
well,
calling
thank
last
you.
Night. give my name, and I ain't giving my name again this week, but I'm quite sure y'all know who I am. I'm y'all's sister. But I'm just calling in. I just wanted to check in. I wanted to hear what the conversation, but I do got my nieces in there and my nephews in here.
Okay.
But I just wanted to hear what the topic was about. But I do love y'all, and I just wanted to hear what was going on.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
What'd you say, BU?
I said we do have many people here, and authors, you know, and the writer, and the school, and so she got me for
I didn't win nothing again this week.
No, we didn't have any. We didn't have any prizes this week. But you know what? I'll make sure I make a surprise just for you when you call. You call every time. You're gonna make sure you get something.
That's right.
You know,
I've been calling
I got,
every Friday.
That's all right. I got something for her. I got something for you, Princess. Since you call every Friday, make sure you hit Key Styles up with your information, because I'm going to send you a series of my books out there to where you are assigned. So make sure
okay.
you give them your information in the inbox. I'm Nene Capri, and I'm going to send you some books out there where you are. So, yes, ma'am, you get to win tonight. Thank you for your support.
I'm from East Orange in Jersey, so I'm close by, but definitely. I'm going to inbox y'all and send y'all my information so I can get my prizes this week.
Hey,
yes,
hey.
Ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Okay. Love y'all. Y'all go ahead.
Love you back. All right.
Okay, Princess. All right.
Yes.
The best, girl. Thank you very much for that. That was nice.
Thank you. I think we appreciate them. Shoot, those are the bosses. People be talking about fans. We don't have fans. Those are our bosses. Those are people that keep the lights on and make sure that we straight. So we got to make sure they straight. We thank them for calling and listening, you know, because they could be doing anything else. But on a Friday night, they tuning in here. So we thank them for that.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wrap up, man. Nene, I can't thank you enough. You have really came through, held it down. The Devils had a little technical difficulty. She couldn't really hang in there, but she had to work. Keith Styles usually here with me, and you really stepped up and held me down. And anything I can do for you, don't you ever hesitate to call me, and I will hold you down.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I know you will, and I can't wait for us to work together because I know we all about to see each other and get this work done. Thank you so, so much. Crossover Radio. I'm Nene Capri. Trapping.
Good night, dog.
Good night.
My baby left me. Your tongue.
motherfucking mouth.
And you can just